Amen. Amen. Be seated if you would, please. Early voting here in the state of Texas begins on Tuesday. And it goes, amen. And it goes through the 20th. And then we'll have the opportunity to vote in November. Our vote is our voice. And what a voice we have. How important it is that every one of us who are able to vote in this election do our duty to vote and cast that important voice and that seed that God has given to us. If you look at the ballot, you find that there are some very high offices that we are voting for in the land. The president, vice president, U.S. senator, U.S. representatives. Then on a more local state level, state senator, state representative, we have judges, sheriffs, railroad commissioners, constables, tax assessor collectors. And at the very end of the ballot is listed a group of people that we need to start paying a lot of attention to. Even in the fact that the school boards that are elected, and I've been to a few elections on a Saturday for school boards, that not very many people showed up. And today, I want to show you just how important not only the local school boards are, but also the state school boards, especially for us, the state of Texas. School board is extremely, extremely important. People don't seem to really care about those school boards. They're seemingly to be small offices. Who really cares about them? But I believe that after we talk today, you'll care. We will all care about them. I want to talk to you about something that I've been preparing for this message for really over a month now. And today was the day to bring it to you. And it's a topic that is absolutely shocking. It's shocking to hear about, but it's necessary for us to talk about this. It is necessary for the pastor of this church to bring this kind of information to its congregation so that you can vote intelligently, that you can vote righteously. And I really do believe that this will change our thinking concerning these school boards. The devil, if you haven't noticed, has been trying to infiltrate our public schools. It has been very clear. And at the same time, he's endeavoring to infiltrate our families and destroy the importance of a mother and a father. And this is information that I'll give to you. And then towards the end, I'll have Pastor Terry come up. She'll add some things to it. And then you and I will have a call to action. What will we do about this? How will we handle it? Of course, we'll handle it in faith, believing God, believing for the victory that belongs to us, and taking our stand in faith. But then there are other things that we are called to do to be able to take action where this is concerned. The first thing we do is look at where the parties stand on comprehensive sex education. And that's what we're talking about today. This is a big deal. It's extremely, extremely important and most critical at this point right now. So we look at where do the parties stand on comprehensive sex education in public schools. The Democratic Party supports LGBTQ plus age-appropriate sex education with a full range of family planning services. The Republican Party recognizes that parents, not the government, are a child's first and foremost educators. The Republican Party encourages teaching the Bible as an elective in private schools. The Republican Party supports sexual risk avoidance education that sets abstinence until marriage as the responsible and respected standard of behavior. Praise God for that. Come on, give God praise. Thank you, Lord. The Republican Party opposes reshaping our schools and our entire society to fit the mold of an ideology alien to America's history and to its traditions. Much has changed in the public school system since so many of you and I, since we've been in school. If you look back at the very beginnings of the public schools, back in the early years of this nation, and you see what they were studying and how the Bible was the foremost textbook in these schools. And as time went on, the devil slowly but surely endeavors to change that amongst us. And then you have prayer being taken out of public schools. Then you have the Bible being taken out of public schools. And it's one step at a time, another step and another step and another step. And the devil is against whatever is biblical. Whatever is of biblical values, the devil is against it. He's against it because he's at his place right now where he's taking his last stand. He is trying. He's trying to redo being kicked out of heaven. He is trying his best to get that back, and it's not going to work. He's coming to nothing. He's coming to nothing, absolutely nothing. And this is what we're seeing with this comprehensive sex education curriculum. It's stunning. It's stunning to see what the state of California has done to defile children and to destroy the families. Their kindergarten through 12th grade curriculum is just unimaginable. It's shocking. And it has been tried to be adopted in one way or another in all 50 states. There are elements, if not the full California sex education, in independent school districts throughout this country. And it's trying its best to infiltrate the state of Texas. The state of Texas on a statewide basis. So, what is California teaching their students, and what is this all about? What I'm about to present to you, and what Pastor Terry will come in just a little bit and present to you, honestly, it's the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more to this. There's so much more towards what we need to know and what we need to be aware of. And the things that are shown and the things that are demonstrated, not only what is said, but what is shown to these students, is horrifying. It's horrifying. It's pornography. It truly is pornography. So we need to know, and we need to learn what this is all about. And we were able to get some tremendous sources to help us with this. Sources I cannot name, because this information is so sensitive. And what I've done is I've organized it in such a way that we'll take it step by step in this, and we're going to be talking about, first of all, what they're teaching concerning contraceptive methods and abortion options, gender identity training, gender or graphic sex, and then consent for minors. Contraceptive methods and abortion options. These are the things that are being taught to these young students. And the state of California has tried to get it as young as they possibly could. Now, let me mention something to you here. The basis for so much of this is the bottom line, which is the dollar. The love of money is at the root of all evil. Planned Parenthood is a billion-dollar business. Pornography is a multi-billion-dollar business. And they are trying to use our children. They're trying to indoctrinate them from a very early age. Things that they should not see, things that they should not experience, things that should not be around them. They are feeding it to them, and it is demonic, it is wrong, it is devilish. Absolutely devilish. Students are given a wide range of information on various types of birth control with graphic illustrations. I'll give you one. I won't show this to you, but I'll just describe it to you. And this is out of their middle school sex education. And first of all, they're given, it's called a text hookup. And this is a notification given to children, and most likely it's not being told to parents. Because another thing about all of this, it's very secretive. I know of people that I've talked to in California. This one mother had to literally force her way in to the school to be able to demand to see this curriculum. They gave her 1 hour. 1 hour to review it. And that is the case with so many others, that they're keeping it very, very secretive. This text hookup, get weekly sex information and life advice sent to you every week. You can also find the nearest clinic to you for low or no cost sexual health services. Message and data rates may apply. And then it has this cartoon. And it says, Happy Halloween. And it's these condoms. They're cartoon condoms. And it says, see, condoms aren't scary. But you know what is scary? The Trump administration's push to block contraceptive access. It's shocking. Shocking. Condoms and birth control pills are distributed without parental consent. I'll quote from their information. It's smart to use a condom every time you have sex. Condoms help prevent sexually transmitted diseases and pregnancy. If you're 12 to 19 years old and live in California, find out where you can pick up free condoms, or you can have the option to get them mailed to you. If you're worried about getting them mailed to your house and your parents opening your mail, you can have them mailed to a different address, and you can pick up free condoms near you by searching our map. Folks, do you see that these are children? Children, and they're pushing the parents out of the way. Taking away their right as a parent over children. They discuss the benefits of anal and oral sex as an alternative to avoid pregnancy. Abortion is portrayed as a safe means of birth control, as students are directed to the Planned Parenthood websites that state, there are two ways of ending a pregnancy: in-clinic abortion and the abortion pill. Both are safe and very common. If you are pregnant and thinking about an abortion, you may have lots of questions. We are here to help. California started this 5 years ago, and then Planned Parenthood took over the curriculum. Do you see what's behind this? Do you see what's going on here? Planned Parenthood's goal is for girls to become sexually active so they will have an average of 3 abortions in their lifetime. And I just went online and I looked up what is the cost of an abortion. And abortions can cost anywhere from $500 to $15,000, depending on exactly what they do. They are training children early to feed into their bottom line. That's what this is about, other than the demonic purpose behind it. So this is just at the tip of the iceberg of what they're communicating to these children. Another area is gender identity training. 3 years ago, they had 90 different genders. Now, what they're doing is they're using the acronym LGBTQIA+, and now you can define your own sexuality. It's getting longer and longer and longer and worse and worse and worse. And the children are being taught this. They're being exposed to this, that it's okay. It's okay. Male and female are out. It's now all of these different genders that we're presenting to them. Students are introduced to multi-gender options. Homosexual, bisexual, transsexual indoctrination without parental consent is offered, including off-campus pro-homosexuality counseling. Don't tell your parents. Don't tell your parents. Don't tell your parents. That's the devil. Though that's the voice of the devil. Students are taught in elementary school that gender is not strictly defined by biology and sexual anatomy. The curriculum discourages gender words like male, female, mother, and father. And they have a number of recommended reading materials that they offer to these children, and they have a number of links, not surprisingly enough, directly to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood and the California sex education are in bed with each other. But one of the things that they're recommended to do is to read an article by a 19-year-old entitled "Being Transgender is Perfectly Normal." A book that is being offered kindergarten through third grade, "Who Are You? A Kid's Guide to Gender Identity." And one of the quotes from the book says, "Babies can't talk, so grown-ups make a guess by looking at their bodies. Is it a boy or a girl? And for some people, there are more than just two choices. These are just a few words that people use." I'm still quoting what they say to the children. Trans, genderqueer, non-binary, gender fluid, transgender, gender neutral, agender, neutrous, big gender, bigender, third gender, two-spirit. And then there's the gender wheel. They use these cartoons. They use these little illustrations, like the gender wheel, that will help you determine what gender kids are. Another book called My Princess Boy. Again, that's recommended reading kindergarten through third grade. I quote, "Once my princess boy wore a dress at his birthday party. He welcomed his friends to his home and he said, 'I am a princess boy.' He put on jewelry and he liked how pretty he looked, and he waved his princess boy wand." Graphic sex. Graphic sex is portrayed in elementary, middle, and high school. The information that we've received, that we've put together, you look at the illustrations, and it is child pornography. You look at the illustrations, and it's man on man, woman on woman. It's all described to them in these illustrations. And in California, the illustrations begin in kindergarten. By 10 years old, students are shown how to perform all manners of sexual gratification and intercourse. Middle school and high school sex ed becomes even more graphic than that. Demonstrations are offered by website links, as I said, mostly to Planned Parenthood. Parents can opt their children out of the sexual education, but prohibits them from opting their children out of materials that discuss gender, gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation. The California law prohibits abstinence-only education in any discussion of religious doctrine. Another page from their teaching material. Who are you? Straight, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, along with the cartoon illustrations of the couples engaging in sexual acts. So it really is an introduction, early introduction to the pornography business. Then there are the consent laws. This, when I read these, were shocking. I did not realize that this was going on in California. And it says in their student teaching, if you're a teen in California, you have rights. And that is what this section is about. Your legal rights to accessing sexual and reproductive health care, including birth control, which includes emergency contraception, testing and treatment for sexual transmitted diseases, pregnancy testing and prenatal care, abortion services, and mental health services. Now listen to this. You need to hear this. This is what California is doing. This is what the leadership of California has done. Minors of any age can receive birth control, except sterilization, without permission from their parents or their guardian. A provider can tell a parent or guardian only with the consent of the minor. Minors of any age can receive pregnancy counseling, including inpatient care, without permission from their parents or their guardian. A provider can tell a parent or guardian only with the consent of a minor. Minors of any age can receive an abortion without permission from their parents, or the guardian. A provider can tell a parent or guardian only with the consent of the minor. Minors of any age can be treated for sexually transmitted diseases, contagious and reportable diseases, without permission from their parents or their guardian. A provider can tell a parent or guardian only with the consent of a minor. Minors 12 years old and older can receive HIV testing and assessed as competent to give informed consent without permission from their parents or their guardian. A provider can tell a parent or guardian only with the consent of the minor. Minors 12 years or older can receive alcohol or drug counseling by a federally assisted treatment program without permission from their parents or their guardian. A provider can tell a parent or guardian only with the consent of the minor. Minors of any age can receive sexual assault care. In most cases, an attempt to notify a parent or guardian must be made. In most cases. Minors 12 years or older can receive non-federally assisted treatment programs without permission from their parents or their guardian. An attempt to notify a parent or guardian must be made only when the provider believes it is appropriate. Minors 12 years or older can receive outpatient mental health treatment without permission from their parents or their guardian. An attempt to notify a parent or guardian must be made only when the provider believes it is appropriate. So basically, parents, you're out. You're out. Whatever authority God has given a parent over a child, where this is concerned in California, you are out. Because it's up to the child to make those kinds of decisions, which are truly decisions that should be made with a parent, a mother and a father. So what is this all about? What is going on here? The traditional family that God intended is being undermined. That's the bottom line. The government is trying to step in and take over the role of the parent. One of the articles that the students are recommended to read is one called Breaking My Parents' Mold. It's not an article about how to respect your parents. It's not an article about how to honor them. It's an article about how to break my parents' mold. And biblical values are being made obscure. It is the devil's plot to destroy children, families, and the role of the parent. And that crosses exactly what the Word of God says. You see, the Word of God is our platform. The Word of God is what we hold up as a standard for everything. And the things that God has laid out is how we should be defined as treating ourselves and our families. I want to read you these scriptures. You can write them down. Where does the Bible stand on this? Where does the Bible stand on the California comprehensive sex education or other sex education that is taking away the role of the parent? Well, first of all, in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. That's not saying the state is supposed to do that. That's the parents' job. That's the parents' job. That's what they're called to do. In Proverbs 1, verses 8 and 9 in the NIV translation, listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They will be a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. In Proverbs 6, 20 through 22, amplified, my son, keep your father's God-given commandment and forsake not the law of God your mother taught you. Amen. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them about your neck. When you go, the words of your parents, God shall lead you. When you sleep, they shall keep you. And when you waken, they shall talk to you. It says in Deuteronomy 4:9, only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and to your grandchildren. It really is time for parents to take their place. Stand up with the Word of God and impart that to their children. In Deuteronomy 6 through 9, these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. You shall teach them diligently to your children. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4 in the Amplified Translation. Children, obey your parents in the Lord as his representatives. For this is just and it's right. Honor, esteem, and value as precious your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that all may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Fathers, do not irritate or provoke your children to anger. Do not exasperate them to resentment, but rear them tenderly in the training and discipline and the counsel and the admonition of the Lord. That's what mothers and fathers do. Rear them tenderly. And I'll read to you once again what the Republican Party said concerning this traditional marriage and family based on marriage between one man and one woman is the foundation for a free society and has for millennia been entrusted with rearing children and instilling cultural values. It is the parents' job to do that. And the state of California has been taking that away from the parent. Law after law after law after law. Why is this so important to us? Why is it so important to us here in Texas? Well, in my research and things that I've discovered, in September 2020, the Texas State Board of Education had a quote-unquote first reading after 1 year of expert reviews, committees, and testimonies regarding the California Comprehensive Sex Act. They're discussing bringing it to Texas. And what they do is they vote on this and determine what they are going to accept in the state of Texas, and then they have their textbooks printed. And then the textbooks are then distributed. And if it does become the new sex education in Texas, then all of the local ISD schools, they get their materials free, but if they want to do something differently, they have to pay for it themselves. The proposed amendments to the education in Texas included moving further away from abstinence education and towards an extreme and graphic comprehensive sex education. It included instruction about sexual orientation and gender identity to children as young as 11 down to pre-K students. It included discussing topics like sexual consent with elementary age children. Also promotes LGBTQ such as gender identity and gender expression. The board took their first vote after a year of review. They defeated that by a margin of 3. But that was their first vote. That was the first vote. The Texas State Board of Education members will take a final vote this coming November 17th through 20th. You can see the urgency in this. We're not talking about something that's a year away. We're not talking about something that's down the road. We're talking about something that we are facing right now. Right now. The Fort Worth ISD is using the California version right now with adjustments. They're not allowed to make copies of it. They're not allowed to come to the school and review the contents of it. Parents can't do that. And in 2019, the Austin Independent School District unanimously approved the new comprehensive sex education curriculum. Each grade level has a different education plan and will include lessons about sexual orientation and gender identity beginning in the 5th grade. In addition to sexual orientation, the proposed new curriculum includes lessons on pregnancy prevention, sexually transmitted diseases, and consent. And students will participate in activities designed to help them determine what abstinence means to them, understanding the effectiveness of a variety of contraceptive methods and ideas regarding single parenting and how to establish paternity. So you see, it's now knocking at our front door. It's here. It's here. In a few moments, I'll talk to you about the call to action. But Terry, I wanted you to come up, please, if you would. And she had some things that she wanted to add to this as well. Did everyone receive a copy of this handout when you were coming in? If you didn't, raise your hand. If you didn't receive one, raise your hand. We'll get one out to you right away.
As I said in the earlier service, now for the detailed female version.
That wasn't bad for a male.
No, it was excellent. It was excellent. I told Pastor... Yeah. I told Pastor, though, it just I just added a few things in the first service, and it seemed to be good because it's a lot to process. Some of it is stunning. Some of it's so stunning your mind can hardly wrap your head around it. So it's good to hear a few things from another voice and a second time, and then a little bit more information. First of all, this is not just California. This is across the nation. Many states have already accepted this curriculum. And there are some states, because it is so hidden, parents are starting to find out. I read a few days ago, I believe it was in Virginia, that parents are on the uprise about it. But it's very difficult to do so because they are ridiculed and things are hidden. I was told that in, I believe it was Fort Worth, that there was a handful of parents that showed up demanding to see the curriculum, and they were immediately attacked by some people just calling them haters. You just hate homosexuals. You're a homophobic. You hate gay people. You hate. Well, no Christian wants to be told that they're a hater. But when you actually learn the results of these kinds of lifestyles, you find that it's not because you hate people, but because you love them. So these things that are happening in California are affected across the nation. Why is that? Well, first of all, let me explain a little bit about school boards. First, state school boards. State school boards, some have no state school board. There are many states that are not large enough. They don't have a state school board. It's completely left up to the independent school districts throughout their state. Others, there's a state school board, and they determine the education for all the public schools. Others, such in the state of Texas, that we have a state school board, but locals, as Pastor already mentioned, local ISDs can override, but at their own expense. So you can imagine how difficult this would be in smaller communities for a school board to override and pay for school books. They are extremely expensive to do. We see this has happened where this is concerned in Fort Worth and in Austin. Austin has overridden the Texas guidelines and has adapted the California curriculum with some adjustments. It's been pushed in Fort Worth, and we have conflicting information. Your handout says that the Fort Worth has made quiet attempts to advance this agenda in the public schools. There's been a public outcry, and attempts have been overturned. Those steps have to be taken to ensure it doesn't happen again. We were told about a month ago that it had indeed passed in the Fort Worth schools. Brother John, do you know for sure what's happened there? You don't know. So we're trying to find that out exactly. But either way, we know that that's been a soft spot. The consent laws, many are active in Texas, all the way up to, but not including abortion. But here's the consent law in Texas regarding abortion. 17 years old and under, it's required, not that the student, but that the medical provider inform the parent 48 hours beforehand. So you have 48 hours to try to stop that. A judge can waive the parent's consent. So what's so big then about California and Texas? Well, the obvious, they're big. They're very big. And so California, not only by its size, but its influence, its celebrity influence. And the celebrities aren't defined the way my generation defines celebrities and still does. But celebrities, the younger people have celebrities that the older generations, meaning 30-year-olds and up, have no clue that's out there. They're called influencers. And these influencers are a lot of them come out of California, but they influence on apps. They influence on the obvious social media tools, YouTube, Facebook, so forth. But there are apps on phones for young people that they get home, they tell one another about, that you never hear about, you don't know. Most of them, because the information on them is, once it's viewed, it disappears and you can't find it. Well, you could be checking your children's phone, as you should be, and maybe you aren't, but it won't even be there. So the Texas abstinence-only standard, we thank God for that. But here's another backdoor way this works. So we just redefine what abstinence means. In many, many, many cases, abstinence is simply defined as anything that will... that keeps you from being pregnant. For example, anal sex, oral sex, and self-gratification is still taught in classrooms because you can't get pregnant that way. Therefore, it's abstinence. So redefining words, so while you think it means one thing, the application of it in the classroom is different. So these two states, California and Texas, are so large that the curriculum that they approve and the textbooks that they approve, this process that Pastor explained to you, curriculum will be written. So not only is it will be distributed in Texas, but we are the two almost exclusive suppliers to the rest of the nation for the curriculum. So when Texas approves something, California approves something, it spreads throughout the entire nation, and I'm sure beyond. Texas books already are rewriting American history. The rewriting agenda is huge and far more damaging than you probably are aware of. But it's attempts to write out all mention of God or to demean those who were, quote, religious. What are the other dangers of these things that Pastor's talking about in schools? First of all, sexually transmitted diseases. I remember in school, high school, being taught about those diseases. And there's a little mention of it in the curriculum, but it's okay. Condoms prevent 95% of that. Well, I have two problems with that. First of all, how many want to take a chance on a 5% chance on your children dying from syphilis, gonorrhea, herpes, affected for the rest of their life, sterilized, diseased, deformed, incurable? Oh, just a 5% chance of that. No big deal. That is for those who effectively, accurately use condoms. And so they're taught in class through demonstrations, how to, all the how-tos you could ever know for any form of sex you could ever want to have. It's in pictures, multiple options, along with class demonstrations. But how many of you think a 14-year-old, a 17-year-old is going to remember what they learned in class in a heavy, heated moment in the back seat of a car? Well, that 95% chance is gone. May I be straight with you? Also, pornography addiction. As Pastor said, these pictures are graphic, and there's a push for it to begin before kindergarten in pre-K. The pictures are cartoons, and so they look real cute. Big smiles and self-discovery. Pictures on how you can look at yourself, gratify yourself, all kinds of different combinations of partners having sex in cartoon form. Well, this is, first of all, an introduction to pornography, which is arguably the largest single industry, global industry, into the multiple billions upon billions, even trillions of dollars. Pornography addiction is destructive. It destroys people. It's more addictive than drugs, alcohol, tobacco, or any combination. The images remain for life apart from the blood of Jesus. They destroy families. They destroy lives. But this is normalized for your 4, 5, 8, 10, 12, 16-year-olds. Children don't know the difference between a pornography magazine, internet pornography, or classroom materials. Now, I'm sure. Rampant pornography and visualizations are rampant in our society. I've had things show up on my computer. Things come up. You just like something that you think is innocent. You open it up and you can't get away from it. And it takes a blood washing of your brain to get it out. And so there are people, I'm sure, in this congregation watching that have been lured into that, maybe sought it out, maybe captivated by it, maybe suffered from the consequences of it. And the devil would try to justify, he draws people into things. He's the lure. He's the one who promotes it. And then when he gets you in it, wants to shame you. Shame you to the point of suicide or self-destruction, mutilation, if he can. And as a way to get out of that, many people try then to justify it by bringing others in or lowering the standard. This causes, these kinds of education causes children to be dull or accepting of predators. Whether it's taught in the classroom, as we see, how much more dangerous that is, but also in their communications with each other. I had a police officer come to me, and he said, I want to tell you about something that happened in the sleepy town of Rome. Some of you may not even know where Rome is because we're not talking Italy. Right over here. He said, just in a community off 114, one of the newer neighborhoods, they were called because a 14-year-old was highly intoxicated in a neighborhood. When they arrived, they found out she had had, 14 years old, had had 25 shots of vodka that had been given to her by a 60-year-old who was commonly associating with the kids in the neighborhood, boys and girls. He frequently provided vodka and weed. So they were able, through process, quickly, it was interesting, they were able to apprehend this man, and in doing so, found videos, up to 25 videos of him videoing himself sexually assaulting 12 and 13-year-olds. Rome, Texas. But when you're dull to it, this guy apparently had been hanging with these kids frequently. No alert. No alarm. It also opens the door for sex trafficking. Children abducted, kidnapped, lured, even while living at home, used and shamed. Ladies and gentlemen, I was molested in the fourth grade. I was not raped, but I was molested by my girlfriend's father. Without anybody telling me anything, I somehow felt that I could not tell my mother. And for some reason, a year later, I told her. That family was long gone. It moved. Found out that there were other children. So there's an automatic thinking that comes to a child's mind, don't tell. Don't tell. Don't tell. Lured into prostitution. They don't talk about the STDs and how awful they are, how deadly they are. There's second and final reading of this, November 17th through the 20th for Texas. That's an election. That's something that's not for that we vote on it, but we vote on it with our actions by calling. We'll tell you more. This is really emotional for me. Some people say, well, I don't believe those things are right, but who am I to tell somebody else what they should do? I had a Christian woman one time tell me that she and her family don't believe in judges because Jesus said, judge not. Therefore, we're unsupportive of judges in any government capacity. Who am I to tell you what to do? Who am I to decide what laws are? Well, even before Noah's time, God demanded that the nations have laws, civil laws. But that kind of thinking that says, and who am I? I'm not responsible for you. You should be responsible for yourself. That's just another way of saying a very famous quote from the early on in Genesis, when it was said, am I my brother's keeper? But remember, it was a murderer who said that. My dad talked to us, reminded us also of Jesus' story of the Good Samaritan, the one who was looked down upon in most of society. And yet here was a man who had been injured and hurt. And two other people came by, a scribe, Pharisee, and they looked the other way and went to the other side. But the Good Samaritan, who received acknowledgement from the Lord, was financially prepared as a supply from the Lord. And he took the man that was hurt. See, we don't cast people out. Never. Not because they've been hurt or wounded. And he took that person and he paid to have him helped. And he fed him and he cared for him and he poured in the oil and the wine. What is that? The anointing. Hallelujah. And he said for us to remind you that we are at war. This is not about our convenience. It was interesting. The Faith of Faith devotional is laid in, open in the speaker's room. It's just laid out open on the table. And I looked down. I think it was between services. And I looked down at today's devotion. And it says, prepare for persecution. And the scripture was in Timothy, and it said, for though all those that live godly lives will face persecution. So somebody's not going to like it. We have people that haven't come back to church. I don't know if they ever will or if they're just waiting to get past this. Or we've heard all that, wah, wah, wah. We don't need to hear it again or whatever the reasons are. But we're here because you're here and because there are people out there here and because we have a prophetic call and we'll declare it and we'll stand. We'll stand. And so will you. So the real stand, it's one thing to be here in church, but it's another on your busy week. to take this piece of paper and to look on the back of it. Every school board member is listed 15 seats. That's not very many. This is the state of Texas. That's not very many. Think about the number of senators that we have in this state. And yet we only have 15 school board representatives. 8 of them are up for re-election. Now, out of those 8, if only 3 of those Republican seats were flipped, we could be telling you a different story. Why is everything so Republican? Because we're political. Have you not realized by now that this isn't about whether you're a red person or a blue person or some other purple or whatever? What's it about? Who has created a platform to stand for righteousness? That's it. That's what this is about. Yeah, well, Trump is such a haughty person. Well, he's just haughty enough to stand in front of everybody else and say, we're going to have it this way. What else can you say? I don't like his tweets. Well, me neither. But so if that's really a burr under your saddle, then vote for Mr. Pence. I like Greg said that. I like that. But is that really what it's about for you? That he's critical and bomb blast people? There's some bomb blasting that needs to be done, because what has happened? It's caused all of this stuff to surface. It's caused, and that's what Jesus said. In the end days, he said that there would be a separation of light and dark, and that people, but Charles Capps put it this way, would begin to migrate towards their bundle, and the end time, the harvesting angels would come and gather up the weeds, gather up those that have been sown among the righteous, and would gather them up, and that they would be cast out to eternal darkness. And the gathering is happening. I don't want my angel to make a mistake. And when I look so much like the world, he can't tell the difference. I don't want to wind up in the wrong bundle. Hallelujah.
More. So the call to action, and then we'll wrap this up. I'll get it. The call to action is, you want to take them through this?
Oh, I guess they didn't finish that. Yeah, so yeah. Go through this. If you look, there are phone numbers on there, and there are emails. So take the time. First of all, Pastor said, I thought was good in the first service, is for sure call your district. Your district rep, those watching. Well, I don't know who my district is. We'll find out. You know, it's so easy now. Ask Google. But make a phone call. Get a number. Make the effort. You can't be lazy in a war. Yeah, well, my children go to private school. There was a little slip of the tongue that Pastor said something about the Republican platform being about private school, but it's public. They believe for all those things to stand in public schools as well. But why I go to children go to Christian school, what does it matter? Well, who are the future teachers, doctors, lawyers, judges, politicians, husbands and wives? And we've got to stand in faith for every child. Because yes, brothers and sisters, we are one another's keeper. So anyway, you'll see, you make a call, send an email, family, friends, and don't just send one. Husbands and wives, you both send one. Get friends with their emails. Get them to do it. Make a list with their emails. Say, yeah, you know what? They may email you back and hound you for money. Give them some or don't give them some. I don't know. But so my phone, I had to clear out 300 emails of political emails yesterday. Okay, I don't like that stuff. But I decided what small price is that to pay? to be able to financially support people who might not get in when my $50 or $100 or $200 might have made a difference. What's it worth to me? Standing before Him is what it's worth. Did I make that?
Yeah, I was just going to say, write all of these people. Yeah. Write all 15 of them.
Yeah.
And you've got exactly. some copy that you can use. You were here in church today. You heard what I had to say about it. And just write to them and just say, we're not having this.
There's this
we're not having this
example
in the state
right
of,
here.
Yeah, I know, right there at the top. And we're not having this in the state of Texas. And so we begin to inundate them with this communication, and it will speak, and it will speak loudly. And we want people that are watching us from everywhere. Go ahead and do that same thing. Do that. Make sure that they're communicated with and that they know there are people that will not stand for that yes vote on comprehensive sex education.
They are not used to getting a lot of response from the church. And it's time for that to change.
Yeah.
And the fear of the Lord.
Yep.
Some of the things, Pastor George, I don't really know that I need to go through these, but this is the curriculum itself. One of the things, like in California, they have passed a bill to soften the laws for homosexuals that have been convicted of sex crimes against teenagers. So, against underage children. Then, in kindergarten, says don't separate male and female because this is unhealthy and causes anxiety and misinformation between males and females and allows some students to be misgendered when you separate boys and girls to talk to them. Middle school, already talked to you about that. Demonstrations, this was another one. Much of the homework throughout this sex education is on you do your homework from Planned Parenthood website. Guest speakers come from Planned Parenthood. And then there are quizzes, of course, on identifying gender, et cetera, but also in how to hide. There's a whole section on methods for hiding birth control and all these things, how to hide them from your parents. I don't know if you said that in this service. There are addresses that you can go to and phone numbers you can call where you can get condoms or help so your parents don't know. I think that's enough.
So, the assignment is clear. We need to make our voices heard where this is concerned. This is serious. It's very serious. But I believe that we are more than conquerors. I believe that the church is rising up, and I believe the church has a voice, and that voice is going to be heard. And we're not going that direction in the state of Texas. Do you agree with that? We're not going in that direction. Let's all stand up, if you would please.
And you know, these things are heavy and they're weighty. But even in the midst of them, we put a smile on our face because we are on the victory side. We are on the victory side.
Amen.
We live on the victory side. We pray on the victory side. We act on the victory side. And in the name of Jesus, look around the room. There's more than two or three of us gathered together. And we're having done all to stand. We will stand. And we will believe. And it doesn't matter whatever anybody else thinks or says out there. We are the people of God, and we're not afraid. We're bold in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we are here because God loves the world. Amen.
As we get ready to go, Pastor Bobby, would you let the people know how they can have prayer?
Yes, sir. The altar ministry team is in the living room. You go right out this north entrance right here. There's a team that are going to direct you where you need to go. We'll pray for you, minister to you the word of God, and pray the prayer of faith.
Praise God.
So
Thank you.
You don't want to leave this room today not knowing Jesus. And you don't want to leave this room today not endued with power from on high, like Jesus said, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
you don't want to do that.
That's right.
And if you have sickness in your body, you don't want to leave with that attached. So I encourage you to go, but you know, not over to the prayer ministers, but if there are addictions of any kind that have gripped you at any time, there's no condemnation that comes from us. None whatsoever. You reach out to us. We're here to help you. We're here to minister to you, get whatever we need to, because Jesus is the deliverer. He's not the condemner. He's the deliverer. And there's not a person in this room, don't let the devil lie to you, that hadn't had to face something that they had to be delivered from. None of us do it on our own. It's wrong to try, but let Jesus be the one. And if you need prayer today, you can call the prayer line. Our prayer ministers will pray with you, and we'll believe God that there'll be somebody close to you that can help you walk through anything that you face. But no matter what, you have the Word of God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit ready to help you and deliver you from anything that's not the love and life of God.
Put your hand over your heart right now. Say this after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For filling my life.
For filling my life.
With your glory.
With your glory.
I receive. The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
With the evidence of speaking with tongues.
With the evidence of speaking with other tongues.
I receive. The fullness of my healing.
The fullness of my healing.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We are protected.
We are protected.
And delivered.
And delivered.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let's praise God for that.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.